This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Vultr, spelled V-U-L-T-R, because they're all about helping save money, including on things like, you know, vowels. So what they do is they are a cloud provider that provides surprisingly high performance cloud compute at a price that, well, sure, they claim it is better than AWS's pricing. And when they say that, they mean that it's less money. Sure, I don't dispute that. But what I find interesting is that it's predictable. They tell you in advance on a monthly basis what it's going to cost. They have a bunch of advanced networking features. They have 19 global locations and scale things elastically, not to be confused with openly, which is apparently elastic and open. They can mean the same thing sometimes. They have had over 1 million users. Deployments take less than 60 seconds across 12 pre-selected operating systems, or if you're one of those nutters like me, you can bring your own ISO and install basically any operating system you want. Starting with pricing as low as $2.50 a month for Vultr Cloud Compute, they have plans for developers and businesses of all sizes, except maybe Amazon, who stubbornly insists on having something of the scale on their own. Try Vultr today for free by visiting vultr.com/screaming, and you'll receive $100 in credit. That's vultr.com/screaming. Good morning, AWS, and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn, and if you happen to be in the Seattle area, check out my pinned tweet on the Twitters, because I will be hosting a drink-up/meetup at some point during the evening of Thursday. By all means, come on down. Say hello. Let me buy you something tasty to drink if you're into it. If not, I'll do my very best not to take it personally, but that's okay. Now let's see what happened last week in the wide world of AWS. Aren't you glad you asked? Introducing Amazon EC2 Spot Placement Score. Why would I care about this when I launch a Spot instance? Well, as the post says, imagine launching 2,000 Spot instances and the probabilities will shift somewhat. AWS Fargate now supports Amazon ECS Windows containers. Microsoft is awesome. AWS loves Microsoft and cherishes Windows workloads. Babelfish for Aurora PostgreSQL is now generally available. Microsoft is terrible. AWS hates Microsoft and despises Microsoft workloads. This was announced last year, is open source, and is now available. It translates from Microsoft SQL to PostgreSQL. I am nowhere near good enough at databases to evaluate it. I'll wait and see what smarter folks than I have to say about it. I'm told this has been tried before, but has never quite worked out. AWS Fault Injection Simulator now injects Spot instance interruptions. I've been wanting to force Spot interruptions for ages. I should have specified that I didn't want to pay 10 cents a whack to do it. AWS Marketplace announces purchase order management for SaaS contracts. Originally, the AWS Marketplace was an end run around procurement. Yesterday, it was working with procurement. Now, it's attempting to replace procurement. This is the Amazon way. Announcing AWS SAM Accelerate. Quickly test code changes against the cloud. Public preview. At last, I get to talk about this. I was in a private preview for this a while back. I didn't have an appropriate project to test it on, so I had to build one. This is the real reason I built the AWS Cloud Twitter bot that turns AWS updates into furry speak that swaps R's and L's for the letter W. So I have something to test. I'm glad to be able to talk about it now, but that bot is hobbable. Riverside County, California digitizes public records validation with AWS blockchain technology. Back in the early 2000s, I lived in Southern California. Riverside County was disparagingly referred to by those of us in Orange County and LA as the Valley of the Dirt People. It has apparently taken until now for their municipal government to find a way to make their residents seem even more clownish. Amazon RDS Custom for Oracle. New control capabilities in database environment. This is apparently huge for Oracle database workloads. For me, it means that RDS is now the 18th way to run containers on AWS. AWS local zones are now open in Las Vegas, New York City, and Portland. Just in time for reInvent when Las Vegas becomes every cloud customer's local zone for a week. New Amazon EC2 C6i instances powered by the latest generation Intel Xeon Scalable processors. The I to designate Intel processors is some nice shade. They're no longer the default. New Amazon EC2 instances powered by Gaudi accelerators for training deep learning models. These are large, brightly colored, and frankly, a little bit gaudy. Building on-demand phone call recording solution with Amazon Chime SDK. I'd want to see a bit better clarification that if someone builds something like this, and at least one call participant is located in a two-party consent state, using it is a crime without notification to all parties that the call is being recorded. This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Chaos Search. You could run Elasticsearch or Elastic Cloud or OpenSearch, as they're calling it now, or a self-hosted Elk Stack. But why? Chaos Search gives you the same API you've come to know and tolerate, along with unlimited data retention and no data movement. Just throw your data into S3 and proceed from there as you would expect. This is great for IT operations folks, for app performance monitoring, cybersecurity. If you're using Elasticsearch, consider not running Elasticsearch. They're also available now in the AWS Marketplace if you'd prefer not to go direct and have half of whatever you pay them count toward your EDP commitment. Discover what companies like Klarna, Equifax, Armor Security, and Blackboard already have. To learn more, visit chaossearch.io. And tell them I sent you, just so you can see them facepalm yet again. Use Amazon EC2 for cost-efficient cloud gaming with pay-as-you-go pricing. Cost-efficient, says the blog post that doesn't break down its own costs. It suggests the least expensive G4DN instance, which in the Tier 1 regions costs over $250 a month if you forget to turn it off. Automate AWS app-to-container workflow using Ansible. Chris Short worked on Ansible, and now that he's joined EKS as a developer advocate, I can't wait for him to start weighing in on things like this. Introducing geospatial queries for Amazon DocumentDB with MongoDB compatibility. If you want to know what's coming soon to AWS GovCloud, look at what was released years ago in AWS's commercial regions. Similarly, if you want to know what's coming soon to DocumentDB, look at what was released years ago in MongoDB. Detect industrial defects at low latency with computer vision at the edge with Amazon SageMaker Edge. And if it doesn't work, you can always detect industrial defects at higher latency as you watch a misaligned CNC machine blow itself into low Earth orbit. NHL goes all in on UHD with help from AWS. TIL that TLAs are WTF. LOL. Amazon Simple Email Service celebrates 50 years of email. Celebrates? Is that really the word? I hope this email finds you stoically sitting on the couch begrudgingly. Setting up an Amazon CloudWatch billing alarm to proactively monitor estimated charges. This is a great idea. Well, what are you waiting for, AWS? Build this into the system and enable it for everyone. Chop chop, time is money. Delta sharing on AWS. I hope you can soon use Lambda to share Delta. This item is sponsored by COVID-19. Three ways to improve your cybersecurity awareness program, and I can shorten it to one way. Let me deliver the presentation. I promise it will be effective and highly memorable. And finally, how automated reasoning helps Amazon S3 innovate at scale from the AWS Storage blog. This paper won an award at an academic conference last week. That's like a technical conference, except that most of the attendees actually know what they're talking about. It further demonstrates that no, Virginia, you will not be building your own S3 at home from some leftover spare parts. And that's what happened last week in AWS. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you more later this week.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.